Welcome to the Joyful Health Show. I'm your host, Casey Schuler, mom, personal trainer, and Bible study author, and I'm here to help you discover joyful health by grace. Have you ever thought, I've been trying to work through my food and body issues on my own, but I'm feeling a little stuck, like I'm not getting anywhere, or I'm not experiencing the freedom that I think I should be. I have been there too. And once I started working with the right coaches one-on-one, my progress was like night and day. I couldn't believe how quickly I grew with that one-on-one support. So now I know that when I have a major block, I want to get help sooner rather than later because I know it changes every other part of my life. And this is why we feel so strongly about one-on-ones that I want to make sure you know what we have to offer here at the Joyful Health Collective for you. So if you can imagine never having to get your body, quote, beach ready again, never even having to think about that, if you can imagine walking into a reunion just full of confidence in the Lord, and completely at peace with the food on the table. Or imagine picking up a new physical activity because it makes you feel alive, strong, and more connected to God instead of the calorie burn. You could do the work on your own, or you can do it with a professional who has invested much of her life into learning the human body, connecting with God, who is the ultimate healer, and who has a passion to help others go from stressed to at rest for their health. So we are here to take you along a direct path to healing your relationship with food and exercise, to challenge those old ways of thinking, to empower you to make choices that align with who God created you to be by grace for joy. You don't have to rely on Google or guesswork. There is a real life expert waiting to meet with you. So let me introduce you to our non-diet Christian dietitian, Krista Smith. Here's a little bit more about her.
Hi friends, my name is Krista Smith. I am a registered dietitian based just outside of Oklahoma City. I have primarily specialized in sports and human performance as well as gut health, working with a variety of clients along the way. And even some subspecialties, including disordered eating and impaired food and movement relationships. For the last few years, I've taught at Cedarville University, and I've consulted with the athletes and even our community there, and developed talks for my church and for women's events. And it has truly been my greatest pleasure working with Christian athletes and active individuals who are desiring to seek the Lord in their health and wellness journeys to ultimately serve Him with their whole hearts, their whole bodies, their whole minds. My husband is a theologian, a professor, and a book author, and we have four amazing kiddos together. And I love spending my time with them and playing outside and cooking and always finding fun new foods to try and enjoy with them. I am so excited to be part of Joyful Health Co. And I'm so looking forward to working with you.
Okay, now that you've heard from Krista, here is what you will get when you sign up with her. You will get your own customized wellness dashboard. And here at Joyful Health, we want to prioritize your highest impact health habits. So we're going to ask you about, you know, your personal vision and mission statements. We're going to help you work through that so your life can be an overflow of your greatest purpose in the Lord. You're going to also get access to our monthly membership so you can have that group support, along with daily devotionals to continually renew your mind. And with Krista, you get one-on-ones with her. The first month you have an intensive, and the other months include two different calls, one every other week, with homework for continued growth. And she will be a touch point for you every other week that you're not meeting with her, so you have that continued support. She is also a certified health coach, which means her services are eligible for HSA or FSA reimbursement. So I encourage you to check with your employer and your insurance to see if you qualify for that. And bonus, we will give you access to our Joyful Health course if you don't already have that. It's created by a registered dietitian and personal trainer to help you build that foundation of grace with intuitive eating and joyful movement principles. So we want to make sure that you have all the education, all the equipping you need to feel empowered through your life. So if you are feeling stuck with diets, want some individualized support with intuitive eating, and are at increased risk for disease, meeting with a registered dietitian can really provide the long-term benefits that you might need. So find out if working with a non-diet Christian dietitian is right for you. You can book a discovery call with Krista by heading to joyfulhealth.co/shop. Don't wait any longer to get that healing that you need. So get started today. We can't wait to meet with you. Hello, Joyful Health friends. Welcome to another episode of the Joyful Health Show. Today, I have Krista Smith with me. Welcome, Krista.
Thanks for having me, Casey. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, me too. I'm so excited to have gotten to know Krista over the past few months. She is our in-house dietitian, and I just enjoy her so much. And for those of you who get to work with her, it's really going to be a huge blessing and privilege and honor. I know her personally now of being a mom of four, and the humility that she has brought to every conversation, the professionalism of knowing, like, she really knows her stuff as a dietitian, and she's a mom. She just moved. She loves the Lord, loves the church. And so that's what we get to talk about today, is the importance of being connected in the local church, being connected with that body of Christ. Because if you've been with us for this season, for this whole year, we are kind of going through how to equip and build up the body of Christ. So how we want to equip you today is through this conversation of how getting connected with the church, especially with the local church, impacts our health and impacts our relationship with God. So a little bit more about Krista, if you don't know her. She is a registered dietitian based just outside of Oklahoma City. She has primarily specialized in sports and human performance and gut health, working with a variety of clients and subspecialties, including disordered eating, impaired food and movement relationships. And that's really how she serves the Joyful Health audience here. And for the last few years, she has taught at Cedarville University and consulted with the athletes there, as well as provided services to her community and developed talks for her church and women's events, which we know is so important. Her greatest pleasure has been working with Christian athletes and active individuals desiring to seek the Lord in their health and wellness journeys to ultimately serve Him with their whole hearts. Her husband is a theologian, a professor, and book author. So they share four amazing kiddos together. And in her free time, you can find her spending time with them, playing outside, cooking, finding fun food to try. So Krista, tell us a little bit more about your story and why getting involved with the local church is so important to you and how you got there.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for that introduction. That was kind.
Yeah.
I've been a dietitian for a long time now, it feels like. And for so much of that, I wasn't necessarily working in, you know, a full capacity as far as like in hospitals and things. A lot of it, I was at home and raising our kiddos, and still am at home quite a bit. But, you know, you think, oh, I'm not really utilizing my skills and things like that. And that's just a lie. You know, you are. And I was at the time, serving our family and serving the church in the way that, I was talking about food, talking about health and things like that. And a lot of that kind of led me into who I enjoy working with now and how I enjoy working now. So it's probably been since 2018, 2019 or so, I kind of came back in a more professional capacity to work, and doing all the things that you already mentioned that I'm doing. And we've moved around quite a lot. And so for my husband pursuing his PhD and then us, trying to, you know, find work. And eventually he landed a job at several universities since then, but we've found ourselves moving a lot. And as you know, that can be so challenging, finding a church home and finding a place of community. And We've been so fortunate. The Lord has been so kind to allow us to find a lot of places and really plug in. And you know, that's a two-way street. You have to also put in the work too. But man, finding and serving and being involved with the people and with people who have a like-minded, you know, are like-minded and you're all working toward a common goal, is so important for not only spurring us on in like with our walk with the Lord, but also, you know, with total health, like thinking through, we have to be with other believers. And, gosh, I think, you know, I think it's so important for a multitude of reasons, but like you mentioned, being the body of Christ, being the hands and feet of Jesus, you know, like we, that's who we are, and that's how we were created, and that's how we are to function. And so that is the, and we see that in scripture, you know, we see this picture, of the body, and there's this unity and relationship that's implied in that imagery of the body of Christ. And so it would be unnatural, you know, if we weren't attaching ourselves to a body, and, you know, functioning as a member, of that community. And then, gosh, also allows us to have accountability and to have a place of, somewhere that we're connected to. And we, you know, we're all striving to be, you know, outdo ourselves in love, and to have a place of, we know that there's going to be discipline, there's going to be discipleship, there's going to be all of these other fruits that come out of that. And I think you would say this too, like, I wouldn't be the person, I wouldn't be like the follower of Jesus that I am without other people. You can't see your own blind spots, you know, there's no way to, there's, I guess the Lord has made us to grow with each other and to be with each other. And I think that's such a beautiful picture. That's how it's going to be in eternity. And to practice that here on earth side is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. As yes, absolutely. I'm saying yes to all of the things. And to be like-minded and working towards a common goal. How have you, what has been your personal experience with, especially you just had a big move, and for the person who may have had a big move, or maybe they've changed churches in their own community, which can be hard. And I know that we have gone through that. We've left a church, a huge mega church that imploded. We moved cross country, and our own local church, we have moved churches, and that's also been an interesting experience. So, what has been your personal experience with, you know, finding that local church that you really connect and align with? How can you, how, what has been the ways that you've found, that you've kind of learned and grown to know God through in those experiences?
Good question. And I think so many can resonate with that, because it happens, you know, it, like life happens and circumstances happen. And I really, I do lean on my husband a lot in this area, as far as like, you know, understanding all of the theology and the ways that, that they're practicing that theology. And so there's a lot of conversation between us on like what a church is believing, and making sure that like we align with that and we trust the leadership and, you know, all of those things. That is a big part of like our initial introduction to a church. And so obviously if we're not aligning theologically, then maybe we wouldn't choose to visit and get, you know, start that process. But once we've kind of figured out that part of things, then it really, and I've, it's been interesting since having kids, because I don't know, I always kind of thought, well, we'll just, we'll choose, you know, and then that'll be kind of the end of things. But now that our kids are getting older, I mean, our oldest is 10 and almost 11, and like, you know, friend groups, and as we've moved and things, it really is important to us that our kids are excited to go and are, you know, want to be involved. And so that has been a new layer that we haven't, in the past, we haven't really considered. You know, when they're little, you just go, and, you know, parents choose. But so that's been a layer that we've at least considered. It's not going to be the end all be all, but, you know, it will be considered. And then also, we'll, you know, is there, are there good places for us to serve, and ways that we can be involved? And a lot of that has been, is it just so big that like, there's not a sense of like, I don't know how to say this, not necessarily needing us, but are there good places that we can serve and we can get plugged in and, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. You know, and like all of those things are considered and make the best decision that we can. And then on the flip side, it's like, once we've decided like, okay, we're committing full send, you know, you're commit, we're going to do everything that we can to serve this body, serve our community. And knowing that that might come with, you know, hurt and, you know, things that aren't necessarily comfortable. But that's what the church is, you know, like people are messy. We are messy. Relationships are messy. But the gospel is still true. And that's where the good work of like, yeah, discipleship happens, is in the muck and the mire. And so, you know, a two-way street really is what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you do what you can to, you know, feel in alignment with a body. And then from there, just commitment to whatever the Lord brings.
Yes. Yes, that is a hard and good word. And I think that we too had discovered that of, you know, and sometimes it's hard to get to know the leadership at some churches, or so you know, true. You find things so out true. A little bit later on as you learn and grow as a family. And to remember that we like the Big C church is that is the body. And so if you're leaving one local church, it's not like you're leaving the body the of Christ. Right. And so I think that's really important to remember that
a good point.
We are all going to be together in heaven with all tribes and tongues and nations worshiping the one true God. And so there is a lot of comfort in that. And which I think provides a lot of grace for when we mess up as church members and when our church leaders do too. It's like, we are not like Jesus is the head of the church. Like we are not here to serve the church leaders. It's Jesus is the one. And so if our church isn't, if we are finding that we're not doing that well, you know, it's, we are the church. So we never want to bash or talk badly about our church because we're part of that. So, so, you know, so we want to also like be very careful about the way that we talk about the church, because that's us. Like we, you know, if I talk badly about my husband, I'm talking badly about myself too.
Yeah, that's such a good point. So,
and then you've kind of talked about this too, of how the church impacts our health. And if we think of our health of being more than just spiritual, how does being connected in the local church affect our physical health and our emotional health?
Oh gosh, yeah. Well, and I think that spiritual impact, I mean, obviously is going to impact all layers. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is even in non-religious circles, you know, the impact of pulling yourself away from community and isolating, you know, too much of like behind the screen type of interactions, you know, with social medias and things like that. We know that that's impacting like the next generation and even ourselves as far as like, maybe we're not moving as much, or we're relying on these outside factors to like control our emotional well-being and our mental health and things like that. And so same idea there, you know, like isolation and keeping things in the dark and hidden are fuel for shame and guilt. And that will absolutely impact physical health, you know, and the ways that we're able to like process things. And I think too, it's so much easier to like curate your own environment. You can do this with social media. You can do this with whatever your context is like, you can shape the narrative. And if you don't have those outside voices, then you can't see any sort of blind spot or blind area. And so that definitely is going to play a role with emotional and mental health, you know, situations. And then, I think that's, I don't know, to me, that seems like the biggest area. Would you add something to that, Casey?
Yeah, no, I was also thinking like, you know, and I also have a 10-year-old daughter. And so friends, yes, are becoming very important. And she wants to go to this church where all of her friends go. And, you know, I said, well, this church is our church. We're members. We want you to have friends there, and you can visit other churches for sure. We want to encourage that. But as a family, we want to be able to be rooted in one. And I think about whenever we moved and I was 6 months pregnant, one of my first thoughts is I won't have that church community where I'm known and cared for. I mean, the Lord provided an abundance, and I get like, you know, emotional thinking about it because it's such a beautiful provision that He made for us whenever we moved from Seattle to Athens. And I thought we have lost our church community, but we got quickly plugged in to a local church. And, you know, as soon as the baby was born, we had floods of people coming to bring us meals. And I had a girl who lived a few houses down who would come by unannounced, which was the most helpful thing for me, and say, hey, come on, let's go on a walk. And my baby was very colicky at the time. And so that for me physically was like, you know, especially when you're postpartum, you're very weak physically and emotionally. And so having the local church literally, you know, having people next door to you and having people bringing meals and checking in on you, bringing that physical nourishment, encouraging That's you to get point. Outside yeah. and to move. That was such a gift and a blessing that I was fearful of not having. But like you said, to just go in and commit once you're relatively on the same page, but also we're never, always. You know, it's not about uniformity, but unity. And so we're never going to fully, not going to have the same exact thoughts and opinions with any one church, because that's how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to learn and grow from one another and having those different thoughts about God, because we each reveal God in different ways. So that's what I was kind of thinking about physical health and babies.
That's a good point. And you're right. Like I just had that experience. We moved across the country, and I was 36, 37 weeks pregnant when we moved. And I was terrified because for the same reason, I was like, we've lost our people, and how I could never expect people to care for me in that same way when like we were brand new. And like the Lord provided, it was so kind. I mean, people that I'd never seen before, never met, we hadn't even visited that church, and they came and they unpacked my house. They unpacked my kitchen. They brought me food. And then I had meals after the baby was born, and I was like, I can never, and they didn't expect repayment, but I felt like I could never fully repay that. And I was like, just remembering, but you know, remembering those, that time, and taking that with me, like I can now, you know, do the same thing for other people. And I definitely know how it feels to be, you know, feel like you're out of your comfort zone. You've been, you know, dislocated, and you don't have your people. And for people to show up like that is just, that is being the hands and feet of Jesus, and showing people that like He cares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I love that so much. And it's really the heart of it is, okay, Jesus gave Himself to us so that we can give to others, and, you know, to never owe anything except the debt of love. And so that we have freely received. And so now we can freely give. And so I experienced that same thing for, you know, people bringing me meals who I didn't even know. And so I will always do that for other moms, because it's like,
yes,
that
I will
was
sign up
such a
every
blessing.
time. Yeah.
So I'm sure the people who brought you
Yeah.
meals were also brought meals and were also
Yes.
helped with moving. And so just this legacy that has been passed on through Jesus is so beautiful. So it's like, yeah, that physical health, that emotional being cared for by even strangers. It's like, no, the body of Christ, we take care of each other, and the world will see that.
Yes.
His disciples, by the way, that we love one another. And there's like the mental health piece, like you said, of not just being connected behind a screen, but there's something that we need to be connected with people in person. There's that, you know, even the oxytocin response, that bonding chemical is not released until we are in person. We felt that during Zoom, being on Zoom with COVID for so long, it was more draining than life-giving to connect with people over a screen. And then even like if we take in like the occupational side of health too, like we take care of one another. If someone is out of a job, you know, like that we're gonna ask for prayers and people are going to step up. I can think of so many friends who have been down and out and have needed a job offer and needed something to fill the gap in the meantime. And so whether that's financially or occupationally, I'm trying to think of any other like aspects of health, but, and you talked about that environment too, and that's hugely impactful too, of, you know, how do we surround ourselves with those people that really display the love of Christ. Okay, what do you have, any practical tips for those? I know you talked about, how do you find that church is, what is that church believing? Are we trusting the leadership? What are those places that we can serve and be involved? And you kind of talked to, you know, how do our kids enjoy it too? Do you have any other practical takeaways for how to get and to stay involved in a local church, or, you know, what's been your experience there?
Yeah. I feel like too, just like truly believing that like there's more good in the church than bad, you know, and having like being willing to be hurt or disappointed or whatever, you're dealing with real humans and that's going to happen, you know, and trusting that like the Lord has good things for you. And the way that he does that is through people, you know, the way that he shows and lavishes his love is a lot of times through people. And I think too, just like, yeah, just so a willingness to trust him in that, I think is kind of like foundational. But other than that, I mean, I don't know that I have any more tips besides just like doing your homework and finding something that resonates with however many people you're having to, you know, that you're responsible for stewarding. So if it's just you, that's different than if you have five people to care for.
Right.
But yeah, just aligning yourself with people who have more or less, you know, the same theology and ideologies and things that you do, I guess. And then from there, a willingness to tether yourself to them and work toward a common goal, and knowing that like there's going to be hurt and disappointment along the way, but ultimately, you know, you're united together in Jesus and working toward like fulfilling the Great Commission together.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I just had a conversation too with a friend who she was really trying to help out another friend who had been hurt by the church, and so she was hesitant to bring her back because she knew there's a lot of harm and trauma and history there. But in the end, she realized the church as a whole is the best thing that she can offer for her as far as a support system and for healing too. And so, you know, just I think ending on that point of believing that there is more good and the church than bad is huge. The work is believing, and Jesus believed that so much that he died for the church, and that is his bride, and he is the one who is sanctifying us, and we have to trust his work and that. So
yes,
I think yes, that's so important. But thank you for having this quick conversation with us. And if you are listening and you want to know a little bit more of the practical pieces of, you know, getting involved in local church, or, you know, if you are a health professional, you know that your clients need to be involved with those in-person support systems. Krista is going to be doing a teaching for us in the Non-Diet Christian Academy about this, and kind of how it's important for you as a health professional, as a church leader, how we can encourage one another in this. And so the Non-Diet Christian Academy will be re-enrolling in August. So if you're listening to this and you think, oh, that could be something that I would like, then that is how we are really equipping the leaders in this space. And so I'm really grateful Krista's a part of that. And she is also our one-on-one dietitian. So Krista, do you have anything to say about anyone who might be thinking about getting that more individualized support with you starting now, for example? They don't have to wait until August.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'd be so honored to work with whoever is listening and interested. And we always have available discovery calls if you just want to kind of talk things out and, you know, in more depth. But I am able to support a variety of people. So all the way from, like, if you're just not really sure how, what to eat, and you want to, you know, you want to maneuver things in a non-diet fashion, and you want to just have me help support your health, you know, or if there are some disordered eating patterns and you're just not really sure how to navigate them, and you know, you don't want to go on a diet, you don't want diets to be part of the picture, but you just don't know what next steps to take, then we can do that. And then all the way to, like, if there are disease processes on board, if, you know, newly diagnosed diabetes, or if we have, you know, kidney function that's declining, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you're pre or postpartum, like, we can run the gamut where I can help support you through food and movement in a non-diet, from a non-diet perspective, that also aligns with your values as a Christian. So hopefully that helps. And if not, then come talk to me. I'm always available to have a quick chat if this is a good fit.
Yes. Yes. And truly, you know, we're so excited to be able to offer this, because we know that, you know, and I know personally, if I want to take a next step in my health, I can't do it by myself. You know, I'll try to Google things and I'll try to guess. And it's like, ultimately God usually leads me to specific people. And I think that kind of goes along with our message on the church, is he helps us oftentimes through his people. And so if that sounds like you, if you feel like, I want to improve my health, I want to improve my what I'm eating and how I'm moving, I'm not really sure, I need more of a guide, then Krista is there for you. She's like, we want to meet with you. And like she said, we're not going to put you on some kind of temporary plan and say, try this and see how it goes. We really want you to be rooted in what matters, because we know that is what is going to stick for you. So she will go over what is your mission? What is your vision for life? What makes you come alive? Okay, let's support that. And she has been professionally trained to support, like she said, very specific outcomes as well. And so, yeah, if you want to talk to her about that, the best link I can give you is joyfulhealth.co/shop if you're listening. And you can go and click the link and get on a discovery call with her and see if that's the next right step for you. So, okay, Krista, how are you discovering joyful health in your life right now?
Good question. Like I mentioned, I'm newly postpartum and we've moved. There's been so much kind of chaos in our life. And so I'm really trying to be very intentional with physical health, my mental like recovery, staying grounded and rooted in the word, and then finding my people. So been really intentional with church. This is a good segue, but just really trying to connect with people and knowing that I cannot do this alone, and I need a tribe of people. And so intentional with physical like rehab and recovery and just allowing my body to heal. And then utilizing Christian counseling to just kind of like, I'm in a postpartum fog and I know that. And I know that hormones are a little off whack and crazy. And I'm not super connected in the church right now just because we're so new. And so allowing that to kind of fill some gaps and have conversations that I need to have. And then, yeah, showing up to church things that don't feel comfortable right now because I don't know a lot of people, but showing up and showing up for like my future self when I know I'm going to want to, I can't get to know people if we don't go and we don't do things. And so, yeah, we've only lived here 3 months and we have a 3-month-old. So that's always challenging, but we're doing the, you know, the foundational things that are good and have long-term benefit. So that's how I'm pursuing joyful health right now.
Yes. No, I love that. And I love how every person's answer is so different according to their season of life and what they need and how God meets them there. So I am thankful to hear about how he's meeting you there and how you are actively meeting him as well and finding the joy in that. So, Krista, would you be willing to pray for our listeners as they figure out how to get involved in their local church?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Father, we're just grateful, Lord, for technology and just all of the ways that you allow us to serve and to connect with others. We thank you, Lord, for joyful health, that it exists and that it exists to serve your people in a way that aligns with our values and seeks to know and trust you better and to show others that in a way that ultimately brings them health and happiness and joy. And God, we just pray that you would speak to all that are listening, Lord, that you would allow them to hopefully find and connect with a local church and a body, Lord, that is unified and working toward fulfilling your mission for us, Lord. And we're just thankful that we get to be partners with you and we get to do this work. And yeah, we're just so grateful for all that you've done and all the ways that you pursue us and that you bring us into, you know, different harvests and that we get to work alongside you, Father. Help us to trust you. Help us to know you better in all that we do and that we would show others who you are. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, friends, thank you so much for listening and being here with us today. And until next time, may you rest in his grace and follow the joy. Hey, congrats! If you are hearing this, that means you've made it to the finish line. Give yourself a high five for me. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope and pray this episode has blessed you so that you can more fully enjoy God, glorifying him, and blessing others. If you want to talk about this episode with more Joyful Health friends, join our free Facebook community. Head to joyfulhealth.co/podcast and get connected with us there. Before you move on with your day, would you consider taking a moment with the Lord in prayer to process what you have heard in the podcast? Ask God what he is revealing to you about himself and what you can do in response. And for all my regular listeners, thank you in advance for writing a review and sharing this podcast with someone else who is tired of the wellness rules and is ready to rest in God's grace and the Holy Spirit's power for their health. A big, giant thank you to all our podcast guests and to my husband, Maddox Schuler, for writing and recording our podcast music. It takes a village, and we are glad that you are a part of ours.